Hello, everyone. Surprise, spooky season comeback.
Hello, guys. It's been a hot minute.
Yes, it has. And I think it's a good idea that we brought this back in October. You know why?
Why?
Because these distractions be haunting you for
Oh
the
my
rest of
God. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty
Thank you.
Oh.
Been too
Oh
long,
yeah,
man.
perfect time.
Yeah. All right. Who are we talking about today?
Daddy Viking.
Oh, God. Okay. I actually kind of met this one, I think. Like, not like face to face, but like me talking to him or about him or something. And then he sent one back with her. And that is the extent of our interactions.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah. Bruh, this dude was a long time ago. Oh, it feels like a long time ago.
He was a long time ago. Wasn't this like what, 2019?
He was 2020, so 2 years ago.
Was it really 2020? 2020 was when the world shut down.
Yeah, and I still hung out with him.
Was it 2020?
Yeah, it was summer of 2020 when he flew me out to Washington. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's right. He paid for her to come, guys. He paid her way.
Yes, I met him here in Utah, and then he moved back to Washington for some family thing, and then he's like, "You want to come see me?" I was like, "Okay, sure." And he bought my ticket and he got us an Airbnb.
Okay, wait. How did you meet him? Was it Bumble?
Honestly, I think so, but like, well, no, I think so. I think it was from Bumble, I want to say.
Oh, I don't know. I remember you going through a hardcore Bumble phase.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
What attracted you to him?
Honestly, I don't even know. I don't know. I think it was because he was tall. Oh my
Oh yeah, that's one of Anna's downfalls. She thinks that anything tall is like handsome. I'm like, Anna, is he handsome or is he just tall? Anyway, so we called him Viking because he was tall, white, and had a beard. And
Had
he
a
was
beard.
Norwegian.
Yes, he's for yeah, and then his whole family's still like in Norway.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna just jump to the end. I'm sorry for laughing, but he ghosted Anna because he said he had to move back to Norway.
Oh
I'm like, Anna, does he really? Or
I think I found out because his location on Snapchat was on.
was he actually in Norway?
No, he was in Washington still. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. On to the next.
That's even worse. I didn't know that.
I totally forgot about that. Oh my gosh.
That's so
Yeah, this
funny.
dude ghosted me.
She was actually really hurt about this. She was so heartbroken. And I was like, well, I know you knew him for 2 weeks.
Was 3 weeks. Well, maybe 3.
Oh my God. Okay. So let's go back to the beginning. How long did you know him from when you met him to when you went with him to Washington?
A week and a half.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a week and a half. I
Anna, do you
still.
not know no, do you not know the concept of stranger danger? What if he is going to murder you in Washington?
You know, I told mom that. I was like, "Mom, I'm gonna go visit a friend in Washington. And if you don't hear from me, something happened." She's like, "Are you freaking kidding me, Anna?" I was like, "Okay, bye."
Oh my God. Sometimes I cannot with you. I see sometimes why you tell me things like 3 weeks after they happen because I'm just gonna be like, but at the same time I get, like I said before, I get random texts at like 3 a.m. It's like, "Bae, I'm going over here. Here's my location." So it's either or. And then so tell me about your time in Washington. What happened when you got there? Where'd you guys stay? What'd you guys do? How long did you stay?
How long did I stay? I think I stayed for a week. Yeah, I stayed for a week. And then he got us an Airbnb. It was a nice little house. And then we had sushi dates every night, and he paid for everything. I was like, oh, okay. We like that. We like free shit.
Okay, so I have notes from Enna about this guy, and she said they watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
So, okay,
We want.
wait.
Okay.
Was it 2020 then if you're watching Game of Thrones?
Yes, because I started watching it 2019.
Okay, see, I don't know why I'm just so stuck on, oh my God, it wasn't 2020.
I will send you pictures with the timestamp on it.
Oh wait, hello. Yeah, you sent me the video and it's from 2 years ago. Oh yeah, another thing about this dude is he was married before.
Oh yeah, he was a divorcee. Like he literally just got out of like a divorce. I want to say th 2 or 3 months after.
Enna,
Yeah.
what if he lied? What if he wasn't divorced? He just went back to his wife in Washington.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. I think.
Enna.
Oh my God.
Enna, you got caught looking her up, bro. Like
Oh,
it could have.
I
Dude,
mean,
no.
I know I did. Okay, so yeah, he was a divorcee. So, like, I just did my research. Like, I gotta know about this dude. But then I got
You
caught.
knew enough to go to Washington with him like a week later, Enna.
Yeah.
Enna.
Yeah, not my best choices, guys.
Okay, no, I and he did not have to take care of his sick grandma in Norway. Okay, that was what he told her. Okay, he was going back to his wife that he was never divorced.
You know, I still have him on Snapchat, and I didn't realize he was like, he still watches my story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot about you, but okay. But yeah, I am still butthurt that he ghosted me. I don't get ghosted, okay?
You are the go-see.
Yeah, I'm the ghostie. I ghost people, okay? I don't get ghosted. The That hurt a lot, guys. I was crying. I
Honestly, all the guys she tells me that are like, oh yeah, they just divorced. I don't believe any of them. I'm like, Enna. No, I think there's been like two or three that's
Yeah. Oh my
recently divorced. I'm like, recently divorced my ass, okay?
God.
Like someone who's recently divorced, I mean, I guess they'd be on a dating. I know it was like a month later. Like, no way you'd be on a dating app. I mean, I guess. I don't know. But to me, no. He had no sick grandma, okay? He was going back to the wife.
Yeah, there was no, well, yeah, there was for sure no sick grandma because that fricker's location was still on in freaking Washington, Seattle.
Oh wait, did you actually get to meet his family when you went to Washington?
I met his, I believe it was his brother. Yeah, it was his brother.
Oh my God, Enna, he would be in on it too. What you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't meet the brother in person, but like I met him over like because they're FaceTiming, but
Oh
yeah.
my God, Enna, you got like, I don't know what the word is, but it's not catfish, but it's like, I don't know. I guess just lie to.
Yeah, lied to about his relationship status.
Yeah, bro.
Bruh. Now that I think
That's
about it 2 years
so.
later, yeah, that he could pr he probably was still married. Oh my God. And I didn't even know.
Wait, so what happened though when he found you looking up his ex? Did he, okay, what was his reaction? That is the question. Was he like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Or was he kind of like, oh yeah, whatever, that's her, or what?
He froze and then he started laughing. And he was like, are you looking at my ex? And I was like, oh girl, because my search history, because we're watching Game of Thrones on my laptop. My fucking search history, I knew I should have deleted it, but it was on there. And he's like asking me like, why are you searching her up? Or yeah, he's actually like, why are you searching her up? I was like, oh damn. I was like, I was just curious. And he's like, oh, okay, well. And then he's like, well, you can ask me anything about her and I'll tell you. I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to talk about her now, so let's watch Game of Thrones.
I don't know. That seems, I guess that's an okay reaction. Or it was too loose, so try not to raise suspicions. You know what I mean? Like, if they get over, like, what are you doing? Like, that's also a sign of guilt. But I feel like too calm is also a sign of guilt. So.
Yeah. There was something in his voice.
Damn. This is why, like, we need to have open conversations about these dudes regularly so I can no, you know what? It wouldn't even matter. I would point out all the red flags and she would pick them up and carry it and, like, wave it in the air. Okay? So. It don't even matter.
Bro, you know the most red flags? The red flags I need to stay away from is the Tongan boys. The Tongan red flag. That's the main one I need to stay away from.
Facts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going to save it for another podcast.
Yeah, the other one is for another podcast episode.
There's like three of them I can't stand.
Oh, yeah. Like,
peak cannot stand. We talked about one already. Well, supposedly he's Tongan. I don't know. I don't think he's Tongan. I'm not gonna say anything else about that. But yeah. All right. Well, I think that should conclude episode one. You know, just ease everyone back on into it. Not too crazy with it. But yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yes, and hopefully next week we'll stay on it because, you know, we both out here working. I'm going to the gym. Are you going to the gym, Petrisa?
I am going to the gym. I just started this week. I'm so proud of myself.
Good, very good. So good, so good. Wait, are you actually working out or are you just doing cardio?
Just cardio.
I'm disappointed in you. I did not spend like 3 years of my life working out with you for you not to remember anything I showed you.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, Shay would make me do this, make me do that. I'm just like, oh.
See, so you know, you just don't like do them.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fair. Okay, well, all right, guys. So we'll come back next week with another episode. And hopefully that will be our pre-spooky Halloween episode. Oh, we should talk about someone extra, like, bleh, you know. How about this one with a lot of red flags? How about next week's episode be a lot of red flags?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what about the most recent one?
I don't know if they're ready for the most recent one. I don't know if you're ready for the most recent one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got tea on that one, too. So I'll tell you that one after.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.